Today was the first day back at school for the students at Douglas Stoneman High in Parkland, Florida. And joining us now live is South Florida Sun Sentinel education reporter Lois Solomon, who was with the kids and was outside the school this morning when they returned. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
What was the mood of the students as they walked back to school today?
They were pretty upbeat. They all wanted to be there. They've been home for 2 weeks. The shootings were on February 14th, so that was exactly 2 weeks ago. And being home, they really had nothing to do but dwell on this. It blanketed the news coverage here. It's all anyone talks about. So it seems to be a relief to be able to get back into the routine of school.
Were there any special assemblies this morning, any coping mechanisms, or was it just another day at school?
No, it was a very different day. It was a half day. It was only 4 hours, and each they went through their schedules, but each class was only a half hour, and there was no academic part of it. It was all talking. They played games. They played with Play-Doh. They just got to know each other again. So there was no academic component today. There were therapy dogs. There were 40 therapy dogs all over the campus. There were 150 grief counselors. There were police from all over South Florida. So it was a very different day. And tomorrow and Friday are going to be the same. Monday will be a normal day of school.
Okay. They're expecting by next week they'll get back to the education part of things?
Yeah, on Monday.
What about the parents? Did you speak with any of the parents dropping off their kids today?
Yeah. You know, they're high school kids, so there weren't that many parents. But there were a few. And the parents are just very sad. You know, they love their kids so much. They love the school. They moved to the community or the school because it's such a great school. So, you know, they want their kids to go back to school, but they feel so sad about everything that's happened.
How is the community handling this as a whole? Just as you travel through Parkland and nearby Coral Springs, is this all people talk about still 2 weeks later?
Yes, absolutely. It's all anyone talks about. I just took my dog to the dog park and it's all everyone was talking about. I mean, there's so many aspects to this. There's the police and law enforcement, and did they do enough? There's the judicial system and how it's going to treat the shooter. There's the debate on guns. There's the debate on all the warnings that were given to the FBI and the police, and there are the school security issues. So there's so much to talk about, and it's really all anyone is talking about in South Florida.
We're talking with South Florida Sun Sentinel education reporter Lois Solomon, who was at the high school in Parkland this morning. So given how raw everything is in the community, are people really hot-tempered about what's happened and what's to be done?
Yeah, everyone has very strong opinions one way or the other. There's a lot of anger at law enforcement and the FBI. There were more than 20 warnings about Nicholas Cruz, and apparently nothing was done. So there's a lot of frustration with that because we always tell kids, if you see something, say something. And then people did that and nothing was done. So that's just one aspect of it. And school security, everyone's talking about the different kinds of security that might make schools safer, more officers, bulletproof windows, cameras. So this is an ongoing discussion. It's going to be going on for a long time, not only here, but everywhere in the country.